everything is happening all at once, including the Ryder Cup, which is back on U.S. soil starting tomorrow out in Long Island at Bethpage. Ann Liguori is an award-winning broadcaster, absolutely the standard in our industry when it comes to broadcasting, interviews, and talking golf with Ann Liguori. Ann, thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Pleasure to be back on.
Oh, love it. Thank you for doing it. So let's start here. When we're talking about the Ryder Cup, USA versus Europe, who has the stronger team?
Well, that's a very interesting question because the European team is returning 11 of the 12 guys that won 2 years ago at Marco Simone outside of Rome. Yet the American team, 8 of the top 12 in the rankings are Americans. But the American team has 4 rookies. And the European team, a lot of the guys came on strong toward the end of this season. Tommy Fleetwood winning his very first PGA Tour title recently. And, you know, it's so close, Maggie. It's just going to be electric. And, you know, the Europeans are very concerned. I think they're obsessing about what they perceive the crowd to be hostile at Bethpage. And I think, you know, I want to underplay that a little bit, being a New Yorker now all these years. You know, sports fans here and golf fans here, they're very knowledgeable, they're respectful. But yeah, New Yorkers tend to let you know how they think. So you're going to hear some loud boos. And the European teams have been trying to prepare for what they think is going to be just a crazy, crazy atmosphere at Bethpage Black.
Yeah, Pearl, I don't know if you saw this story that the European team is using VR headsets. Mm. Is that what Rory McIlroy said, Ann, to simulate basically Vinny from Staten Island shouting at them when they're trying to sink an 18-foot putt?
I know, exactly. I think it's funny, right? They're using Luke Donald, the European team captain, has left no stone unturned. He was successful in his captain debut 2 years ago. Very knowledgeable guy, very thoughtful guy, just an incredible communicator. And one of the things he's done is he's gotten these guys to wear these virtual reality headsets, which I think is hysterical, to try to mimic what the hostile crowds are going to be and all the distractions. And then he even had a comedian heckle the players a while ago so that they could get used to that kind of environment. But, you know, look, all these Ryder Cups I've covered, and I've covered every Ryder Cup since Brookline, which was a long time ago. You know, there's always a ruckus crowd. And as long as people aren't overserved, which happens a lot, not only in our country, but in Europe, you know, I really think they're giving New Yorkers a bad rap. Look, we're loud. We're opinionated. We want the USA team to win. And yes, there's going to be some heckling out there, but not totally unlike other Ryder Cups, in my opinion.
How important is home course advantage historically, Ann, for a Ryder Cup?
Well, each of the last 5 Ryder Cups have been won by the home side. So it's very, very important. I mean, European team, you know, you heard about the miracle at Medina back in 2012. I'll never forget that one. The European team was down 10-6. And then Europe on the Sunday, the single Sunday, won 8 of the 12 singles matches, where the U.S. team needed only 4.5 points to win. So that was just an incredible disappointment for the United States. So that's the last time that the Europeans won on American soil. So yeah, a lot has been made about winning here, and European team is driven by what Rory McIlroy describes as what would be the biggest accomplishment in golf if they could win here in New York at Bethpage, which is obviously a public golf course and a very difficult, very challenging golf course, challenging conditions. And so it would be a big, big deal if the European team could come here in New York and beat the Americans for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a blow for the Americans, that's for sure. We're talking with Ann Liguori. She's an award-winning broadcaster, interviewer, really the standard in our business, the gold standard. Her new book, though, is called Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, and it's fantastic. We have a copy actually right here in our studio, Ann, that you sent to us, and we absolutely love it. The format for the Ryder Cup, Perloff has an Ivy League degree, and even he was like, this one's a little challenging for me. But I think what people really need to know is if this is going to come down to Sunday, because it always does, right? And that's where the singles matches happen. But, Ann, how Can you take us a little behind the scenes of how they determine who's going to be matched up against who in these singles matches? Because it's all head-to-head, and you win the hole, you get a point, you tie on the hole, you get half a point. Can you kind of go into that a little so we know what we're looking at?
Yeah, let me go back. So the U.S. need the team that gets to 14.5 points first wins. Okay, so there's the 28 total points that that are available for the in the weekend. Now, if the match ends in a tie, 14-14, Europe retains the cup because they won 2 years ago. And the first session starts tomorrow morning. It's going to be foursomes. That means alternate shot. Basically, one team member tees off on the odd numbered hole, and then the other team member tees off on the even numbered holes, and then they switch off. So that's a very difficult format. Europeans play that more than the Americans. So the Americans have overall struggled with the alternate shot. That's going to be the first format in the morning, both on Friday and Saturday, and then the four ball in the afternoon, where each player plays their own ball, and that's then the best score in each hole wins. So then on Sunday, it all comes down to 12 players, each play, singles matches, it's all match play. And yeah, a lot of it, you know, you can kind of see some of the guys practicing together. The big question mark is who's going to be paired with whom, and we'll know today at 4:00. They'll make that announcement for tomorrow morning's matchup. The first hole is just an incredible hole, and you should see the build out for this Ryder Cup. I mean, there's 5,000 seats overlooking the first tee and the 18th green. It's the biggest build out I've ever seen at any Ryder Cup. And so it's going to be insane when the American team take that first tee box in the morning. But, you know, the first hole is a drivable hole. It's a dogleg right. It's going to play probably around 350 yards, and you have to go over trees. So will the guys, the big hitters, go for it? Alternate shot, it's going to be interesting because you say Bryson DeChambeau is the first guy on the tee, and he doesn't make the green and ends up in a bad place, then his teammate, whoever that might be, and some people are saying it's going to be Justin Thomas, who is playing in his fourth Ryder Cup, then Justin Thomas is going to have to play the ball where Bryson DeChambeau, you know, landed. So it's a very interesting format. It's very difficult, but it's so important to get off to a good start. Teams who win the opening session have gone on to win 9 of 15 times.
Wow.
So that first session is so every session is so important, but particularly to get off to a great start.
You know, and we've been having a debate over the entire year. Is Scottie Scheffler sort of the heir apparent? Obviously, he's not going to be Tiger Woods, but is he the guy right now? What kind of reception do you expect him to get this weekend in Long Island?
Oh, they love Scottie Scheffler. They absolutely love him. He's the number one ranked player in the world. He is a great role model. He just handles everything so incredibly well. He won 2 majors this year, along with 4 other titles. So 6 wins this season. Now, historically, the top player in the world has not always been the best Ryder Cup player, right? So his Ryder Cup record, I'd have to go and look for it, but it's not what, you know, it should be. So Scottie Scheffler, for as dominant a player as he is when he plays on the PGA Tour, needs a really great Ryder Cup. And I think, obviously he's due for a great Ryder Cup, and he's just so much fun to watch. But look, you have Rory McIlroy on the European side, who had an incredible season. He won the Masters after trying for 11 years, right, which for him captured the career Grand Slam. And he's just had an incredible season. And the Europeans are so fired up. A lot of people say the Europeans are, you know, just more of a cohesive group. They have better team chemistry. They love hanging out with each other. They've been in New York for over a week. They practiced twice last week at Bethpage Black. Then they took some time off and came to the Hamptons and played Friar's Head and Sabonic and Shinnecock. And they just love to hang together. The American team is getting closer lately, but they were always criticized for not really being a cohesive, unified group of guys. But that's changed. A lot of them live together now or live close to each other in Jupiter. A lot of them have children the same age and they hang out together. So that difference has changed a lot. But I just think it's going to be very tough for the American team to go out there. Is even though we have all these high-ranked guys, eight of the top, you know, players in the world in the top 12, to go out and beat this very cohesive, unified European team, plus the conditions. If it rains, that favors the European team. They're used to playing in tougher conditions than the Americans. So it's going to be an interesting weekend for sure.
Man, and this is great. Thanks for setting that up for us. Absolutely love when we get to talk golf with you. And, of course, your book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, is one of our favorites. Have fun. Enjoy the tournament. You know, I would say watch out for the hecklers, but you're a New Yorker. You can handle yourself. You don't need a VR set to simulate that.
Well, we all have thick skin, obviously. That's what the Europeans need, and the Americans have it. So go USA. I have my USA shirt on.
Yeah, I know. If you're watching on our live stream, Anne is all decked out red, white, and blue. It's fantastic. Thank you, Anne. Have fun.
Thanks so much.